shit. Let's give him some praise together right now. Let's worship him today like he's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go a little bit further tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, that's it. We've got time for this. Oh, we worship you, God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thankful for the presence of the Lord that I feel in this place. Thankful for what God's doing. And I'm thankful for what I believe God is going to do before we leave this place tonight. Let me just say this and get out of the way, because I feel God wants to move. Pastor, thank you so much for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly to stand behind my pastor's pulpit. It's an honor. I don't feel worthy. I don't deserve it. But I don't deserve anything that God's given to me. But I thank him. I thank him for what he's doing in our church. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Exodus 14, verse 13. We'll read a couple of scriptures here, and then we'll read one more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 14 and 13. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." One more verse of scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power." For the next little bit, I want to preach on this subject: moving beyond fear. Moving beyond fear. Can you help me pray together? We need a move of the Holy Ghost tonight. God, let your anointing flow through this place. Touch our minds. Touch our hearts right now, Jesus. Let your glory fill this house. God, we need a divine visitation of your spirit. We can't do anything without you, God. Anoint my lips. Anoint my heart tonight. Anoint the hearers of your word. In the name of Jesus. Let's give them a hand clap of praise. I worship you, Lord. You can be seated. Fear is something that all humanity has in common. It is an emotion that lets us know that there is a danger or a threat nearby. Fear can be used to help us to get out of the way, to use instincts. The emotion of fear, it can be used to help us react quickly and wisely to a current situation. But it seems that so many would use this emotion to captivate others, to get them to do what they want them to do, to manipulate them. Many use beating and abusive tactics whether it be verbal or physical, to inspire fear and cause that person that they are afflicting to submit and cower down. Fear can literally cripple a person. It can keep them from moving, paralyzed in that moment and in that time. Bear with me as I try to lay a little bit of a foundation tonight. We read towards the end of the book of Genesis that the children of Israel, they move into the land of Egypt. They move there due to a great famine in the land. We find that Joseph, one of the 12 sons, was used strategically to help sustain life in the land. He was used in a mighty way because of wisdom to bring a prosperous time in the time of famine. There were several generations that passed while Israel lived in Egypt. But as generations passed, there grew up a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. This Pharaoh looked upon the children of Israel and said that these people are mightier than we. We've got to rise up and deal wisely with them unless they join our enemies and conquer us. Something worried him about what he saw about God's chosen people. These people are different. They look different. They act different. They are blessed beyond measure. And it feared Pharaoh. For 400 years, the children of Israel were ruled by evil taskmasters, ruled by cruelty. I can only imagine their fear tonight. I can only imagine their desire to be free. But as those taskmasters began to crack that whip again, they began to sink back in to submission. It just seems that the enemy would use fear to captivate and make their enemy cower down and be subject to them. One commentator wrote that these taskmasters not only made them serve, but made them serve with rigor so that their lives became bitter, intending hereby to break their spirits and rob them of everything that they held dear, to ruin their health and shorten their days, and so diminish the numbers, to discourage them from marrying since their children would be born into slavery, to oblige them, get this, to oblige them to desert the Hebrews and incorporate themselves with the Egyptians. Thus he hoped to cut off the name of Israel that it might be no more in remembrance. The enemy's tactics, they haven't changed today. In this day and hour that we're living in, hell is fighting the same fight. The more people he can take out, the more people will be lost. Think about it. 10 people in this house, if the devil can take you out, how many connections, how many people that only you can reach are impacted by this spirit of fear? Oh, Holy Ghost, help us tonight. My God. We then read that a child named Moses was born into this brutality. Pharaoh, every time he tried to persecute, every time he tried to fight them, it seems that they grew and that they multiplied. So he had to change the game up a little bit. He started to try to kill every Hebrew boy. But Moses was protected of God and rose up to become one day a deliverer to God's chosen people. There was a time where he saw the brutality of these taskmasters. He saw what was going on to one of his own. And he rose up and he slew this taskmaster. Now in my mind, just give me a moment. in my mind, something like this, I feel like, would inspire some hope. Something happened to the captive, to the captor. He died. I would think that that would inspire some grit. Something that says, hey, we can overcome this. We can rise up against this. But no, their response was, who are you? What have you done? Are you going to kill us like you killed your fellow Egyptian? Fear. Fear gripped their heart. I feel to say this tonight, that man cannot deliver you from a spirit of fear. Only God can. In Jesus' name. Fear is trying its very best to shut down the church and keep the church from what God wants it to be. But I'm reminded of a very important scripture. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The true church is built on the revelation of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that can hinder it. There's nothing that can stand in the way. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Tonight, we're in a spiritual war. The enemy wants to keep us from having revival. It wants to keep our altars dry. The enemy wants to keep us from seeing the promises of God come to pass. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against us. I also want to remind us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yea, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. When fear comes in, you have the choice. You can cower down or you can rise up against it. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Fear is defined here as timidness, fearfulness, or cowardice. God has not given you a lack of courage or confidence, but Satan is going to tell you otherwise. You can count on it. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but power. But power. We see the same version of the word power used in Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. If you've come tonight and your world is in utter chaos, you've turned every which way and you just can't find what you really are looking for, there's power in this place. You can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost before you leave this house tonight. You can receive the power to live above sin. You can receive the power to live above fear. You can come down to an old-fashioned altar and repent of your sins. You can turn from wickedness. You can turn from a wrong lifestyle. And God can fill you with His Spirit. Church, we still have power. The power still works in us. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, we have the power to move beyond fear. I feel like God wants to take us as a church to another level tonight. We can tap in to a deep move of the Holy Ghost and overcome some things that have been binding us. The devil can't make some of you fall into sin, but he can trap you into a spirit of fear. I'm going to say it one more time. He can't get you to go out and smoke a cigarette. He can't get you to go out and drink liquor. but he can trap you into a spirit of fear to keep you from stepping out and being what God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Fear is trying to trap you and leave you feeling helpless, feeling like you can't make it to heaven, feeling like you can't be used of God, feeling like you need someone else to teach a Bible study for you or witness when God wants to use you and speak through you. God wants to do it. But fear is a place of bondage. It is ruled by taskmasters of hell. Fear will cause so many insecurities. When you want to step out, fear cracks that whip and tries to make you submit back to it. Fear has robbed you of faith. Fear has robbed you from a miracle. God help us. Fear has robbed you from believing again. Fear has robbed you from your own personal revival. Come on, it's time to move beyond fear tonight. Fear, it is a liar. It's time to move beyond it, to tear down that spiritual stronghold. You say, Brother Andrew, I want to move beyond fear, but I just don't understand how. It seems like every time I try to step out, there it is. When an altar call is made and I want to make a move, there it is again. When they say step out and receive your miracle, something just keeps on holding me back. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm preaching to myself probably more than I'm preaching to most. But I just feel to say this. When's the last time that we got so full of the Holy Ghost on a Sunday that we left feeling the power of the Holy Ghost and we have the grace to move forward? And then on Monday, we do it again and we get full of the Holy Ghost again. And then Tuesday comes around and we get full of the Holy Ghost again. And Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. It's an ongoing basis. I believe tonight to the way to move beyond fear is to stay full of the Holy Ghost every single day. I'm not holding back. It's not easy. Consistency, it's not easy, but it's worth it. It's a sacrifice. If I can stay full of the Holy Ghost, I can overcome fear. I can overcome depression. I can be used of God. Hallelujah. It's time for an old-fashioned renewing of the Holy Ghost. Then you can be endued with power from on high again. The church in the book of Acts had to come against fear as well. They were beaten. You can be seated. They were put into prison for preaching the name of Jesus and for the power that was working with them. I don't know about anybody else here. I believe there are many actually that wants to see a move of the Holy Ghost like they saw in the book of Acts. They want to see signs and they want to see wonders. They want to experience deep moves of the Holy Ghost like they had it in the book of Acts, where the shadow passed over those that were sick and they were healed. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give unto thee. What a revival happened because they were going to the house, no doubt, to receive another experience in the Holy Ghost. I believe tonight we can tap in to a deep, deep move of the Holy Ghost to overcome great fear. The fear that has bound some of us for so long. You can walk in the Spirit. You can be led of the Spirit. You can be used of God. Can we pray right now? God, we need you right now. Come on, let's lift our voice together. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus. I don't know who all I'm talking to right now. maybe to an extent, I'm talking to every one of us. I feel like there are some here tonight that's been fighting a spirit of fear for some time. Sure, you got a little breakthrough here and there, and I'm not belittling that. We had great worship, just a little bit of growth. Great worship on Sunday. And you feel the presence of God. But when you go back home and you lay your head on that pillow at night, there it is again. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but of power. In Jesus' name. That fear keeps creeping up in ways. It's just always there. Having a hard time sleeping. Having a hard time just living life. It's becoming bitter. You feel like it's never ending. Fear would like to take you down all the way and destroy you. Spiritual suicide. But God didn't pull you out of darkness. He didn't pull you out of darkness to live under a spirit of fear. You are a child of God. There is power to move beyond fear. And it's here and it's present tonight. In Jesus' name. I laid my head on my pillow last night with this burden consuming me. And a thought come to my mind. Tonight could be the last night that somebody has to go home living under a spirit of fear. Tonight could be the night that you get delivered once and for all. That the next time you step out at the grocery store, you can say to fear, get thee behind me, Satan. That the next time an opportunity comes to teach a Bible study, you can say, I'm all for it. Just let me know when and I'm there. I believe God wants to take us to another realm of revival. I feel it so strongly. But I feel like a spirit of fear has come and tried to stop every little bit. This virus that has literally cursed our land. It's just spread so much fear. And it seems that fear just kept on going and spreading into every other area of life. I don't know how many times, forgive me, let me just go here for a moment. I don't know how many times in the past couple years that fear has just gripped my heart on every basis. I want God to use me in every way that He would like to, but there fear is. I want to step out in faith, but there it is again. I'm believing God to heal me of migraines. I suffer from them, but I know God's a healer and I know He's going to do it. But fear would say it's more than just migraines. There's something else going on. It could kill you. It could take you out. I don't know how many times, forgive me, hopefully this is okay. I don't know how many times in the past couple years that I laid down wondering if I would wake back up again just because of fear. I feel like it was just trying to get me bitter at life, trying to get me to walk back out on God. But I feel... I was driving down the road just a couple of weeks ago because of my daughter. I've experienced some fear here and there because I want to protect my baby girl. It's obviously an instinct. I want to protect her. And fear gripped my heart. Hey, what if she falls down, she gets hurt? What if something happens? Just fear just aggravating me. And I felt this come to me and I've been working on it since. Fear is a liar. You can trust in God to deliver and you can trust in God to keep you. Fear is a liar. Somebody say it tonight. Fear is a liar. Can you stand with me just for a moment? I believe God wants to help us move beyond fear right now. I believe God wants to help us overcome fear right now so He can use us for His glory. The children of Israel left Egypt by a mighty hand. They traveled with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. It then leads us to know that they come to the Red Sea. At this point, there was no way for them to go either direction. It was the Red Sea and mountains on either side. And when they turned around to look, there was a dust cloud. The enemy was chasing them once again. And then we go back to our scripture text. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today." For the Egyptians, that fear that's been binding you, whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me?" Israel, it's time to move forward. It's time to step beyond fear. Praise God. These altars are open tonight for anybody that's been facing fear. Anybody that wants to be used of God. Anybody that wants God to anoint them and use them for His glory. Who's going to be the first to step out? Who's going to be the first to say, "You know what? I face some fears and I'm ready to overcome it. I'm ready to step beyond fear. I'm ready to step beyond fear." There's a choir song that says, "You split the sea so I can walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You've rescued me so I can stand and say, I am a child of God." You are a child of God tonight. You have the power through the Holy Ghost. You have the power living inside of you to overcome fear. Come on, let's tap in to the Spirit tonight. Let's tap in to the Spirit tonight.
Let's press through everything that comes against us tonight. Come on, let's win some victories in this altar tonight. Oh, that's it. Reach out to God. Reach out to Him in faith. Oh, hallelujah. In trust, in confidence. I believe You, Jesus. I believe You, Savior. I worship You. I exalt You. I magnify You, O Lord. Oh, glory be to God. to thy name. Glory be to thy name. Hallelujah. Tell the devil he's a liar tonight.